Open up the gates. Open up the gates. Make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? The Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Who can stop the Lord? Every single voice now.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Shall bow before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. We just want to bless you. We bless you, Lord. For there's none greater or mightier than you, Lord. Lord, you have everything. You created everything, Lord. We bless you. We bless you in the morning and the evening. Lord, we bless you throughout our lives. Lord, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Whoa, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Whoa, my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Go, church.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Whoa, oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
We worship You, Lord.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to fight.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Whoa, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still, my soul will sing your praises unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Forevermore, bless the Lord.
Bless the
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, band. Lord, we just welcome you to our service this morning. Welcome to this time together. You're already here, Lord, but we just want to acknowledge that. We want to open our hearts to meet with you today. Whether we're here in the building, whether we're joining online, Lord, will you please be with us and speak to us this morning? Amen. Good morning, folks. I'm Jamie. I'm Jamie. I'm one of the ministers here. It's great to be with you this morning. I've just got a couple of notices before we move things swiftly along. Couple of updates. Oh, my wife has sent me her Wordle score. No pressure. We're getting a little bit. Who's doing Wordle? Anyone here into Wordle? Yeah, we're getting a little bit competitive, aren't we, babes? Anyway, keeping it fun though. Prayer meeting tomorrow night, 7:45. If you've not had the link on the email, please drop Carla a line. She'll send it over to you tomorrow. But if you're able to join that Zoom meeting tomorrow, 7:45, just for 45 minutes, fantastic opportunity for us as the church just to be that kind of engine room praying team situation, just to cover everything we're doing with prayer and bring the Lord into everything we're doing, bring it for Him in intercession. And also anything else that's on our minds, our hearts, for the wider world, anything that's going on in our lives. It's just a fantastic opportunity to pray. Next Saturday, Ian Wardle is coming back this week. And next Saturday is a cheese and wine evening here. 6:30? Yes, 6:30. If you want to come to that, would you please let Miranda know? Because if you don't, there might not be enough cheese. And more importantly, there might not be enough wine. So we wouldn't want that to happen now, would we? So speak to Miranda if you're planning to come to that. Now, as Chris shared last week, we have got a very exciting opportunity coming up starting in a few weeks. We're going to be launching it at the AGM and at the Sunday following, and it's going to be running right through the summer. And this is an opportunity to really get creative, inspired by the parable of the talents, but hopefully not the negative bit at the end. We're kind of glossing over that bit. We're going to aim to give everyone who wants to take part in this a sum of cash. And then the challenge is to take that cash and use your talents and get creative and to do something with it. And then hopefully there'll be vast profits that we will then be ploughing into the Haven Project. They really need a new coffee machine and various other things. So that'll be really exciting. What's that, Chris? Oh, I thought you were interjecting with wisdom, as I'm sure it would have been. Anyway, that's coming up. So have that in your minds. Be thinking about that. What might you do? I know it's kind of sometimes a bit intimidating. You think, oh, no, I'll just give the money back. You know, but come on, we can do better than that. And if we ask the Lord and really pray about it and think about how we can bring that creativity to bear, there are so many opportunities. If you want some inspiration, have a chat with Chris. He's overflowing with ideas. Or you can have a chat with me as well. Okay, date for the diary, important date for the diary, AGM the 26th of this month, couple of weeks' time. That's our opportunity. It's a Thursday night, 7:30. It's an opportunity for everyone is welcome to come. If there's any votes, the members of the church can vote, but everyone is welcome to be there. And we will be chatting about the vision of the church, stuff that's going on, important updates, things that we're projecting for the future, opportunity to talk and discuss, to share testimony. It's going to be a really important evening in the life of the church. Practical request for help. Chris. All right, Chris. How are you doing? Chris Lowerson down the front. We would like some more people to help bring Chris in the morning. Chris only lives down the road at Ashley House, Place, whatever it's called now. I forget. I'm too old. I can't remember. And it's a short walk up, to 10, 15-minute walk up with Chris. If you can meet with Chris and bring him up and just help him across roads and that sort of thing, that would be awesome. Chris Sargent, where are you? Chris got a little bit damp today, didn't he, mate? But he's still smiling. Look at him. See, even the weather cannot put off this brilliant ministry. Thanks, both Chris's, for that one. Okay, that's it now. Now, this is the point where I forget that I asked to get any volunteers to take round the offering. So I'm going to hand these four baskets to my lovely wife, who's very quickly going to find three other volunteers. Look, laddie down here, he's keen. Do you want to come on up, grab a basket? We're just going to be passing the offering basket around. Now, if you are a visitor here, please do not feel any obligation to put anything in. But if this is your church, this is part of your worship, just to bring everything before the Lord, that would be fantastic. I had a brilliant idea. See, a lot of us give by direct debit, okay? I think it's a brilliant idea. Everyone I've told it to thinks it's stupid. But you, come on, this is democracy. I thought that if you give by direct debit and you don't have anything to put in the basket, it can feel a bit awkward, can't it? Anyone feel a bit awks when the basket goes by and you want to say, I give by direct debit. It's not like I don't give. Here's a brilliant idea. How about you bring some sweets to church if you give by direct debit? And instead of putting money in, if you give by direct debit, or anyone can, you put some sweets in the basket. And then as the basket goes, if you want to take a sweet out the basket to suck during the sermon, do you think that's a good idea? You see, democracy works. I knew I was right. So next week, if you want to bring some sweets to put in the offering, that would be awesome. And of course, any sweets that are left over will go to my personal collection. You see what I've done there? Yes, Richard. I can imagine that the baskets, if it was donuts, Chris's idea is for donuts, that could fill up quite quickly, couldn't it? But I mean, go as the Lord leads you. Go as the Lord leads you. Okay, just to kick off the next part of our time together, we're talking about oceans today. Can we go back to the big, my PowerPoint, please, Carla? Thank you. Yeah, we're talking about oceans today. And this really starts, you don't have to read very far in the Bible to find where oceans are first mentioned. In fact, you only need to get into the first two verses of the Bible. It begins in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Tohu wa bohu, it says in Hebrew, which are very exciting words. Formless and empty will do. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, or over the surface of the waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's where the Spirit of God was. And then the first thing, and God said. And then it goes on and it goes on, and I'm sure you're familiar with the creation story in Genesis. There's this sense in ancient thinking that the waters, the oceans, were this kind of scary place, a place of kind of chaos, a place of like, well, you didn't know what was going on. If you've ever seen a storm at sea, you'll understand that. But also a place of possibility. also a place of creativity. And it's right here. It's kind of wild. It's unpredictable. It's scary even. It's a place of danger. But it's also the place where God's Spirit dwells to do something new. And that's going to be our kind of theme for the rest of this morning. God's Spirit is present in the chaos and the unpredictability, that is a word, isn't it? Doing something new, bringing new creation. So lots of us love the sea. We're blessed to live by the sea, aren't we? Who loves the sea? Who loves living in Bognor? Fantastic, or nearabouts. We're blessed to live here. We're blessed to enjoy this part of creation. And throughout Scripture, we are reminded that it's the creation that draws our eyes to the Creator. It's a fantastic book of who God is. In some traditions, they talk about the book of creation, revealing to us who God is. We look at the natural world and we're invited to reflect on who God is in terms of what we discover. And we're invited to give our praise. So we're going to do that now. We're going to sing our praise. We're going to speak out our praises from the Psalms. Now, it's going to start off. Now, you can't go to sleep here. Because the first line and the last line are underlined. So we're all going to say that together. And then voices from the congregation will read out the other verses as we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Loving the feeling. Okay, one, two, three. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the heights above. Praise Him, all you angels. Praise Him, all you heavenly hosts.
Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued His decree and will never pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding.
You mountains and the hills, fruit trees and the cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and women and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
And He has raised up for His people of all the praise of all His faithful servants from Israel, the people close to His heart.
Everyone together.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit is present in all of creation. If you think about it, we often think of like creation as being something over here and us being something over here. But you think we are so tied in, we're part of this creation. If you who likes their probiotic yogurt? Who has like a Yakult or a something like that? A few of us will have, you know, it's about three of us. Three of us have got healthy guts. The rest of you, you think about that. Get your Activia going. Anyway, no product placement, although we are available for sponsorship. All right, fab team, doing well. If you think about, you know, when you have like a probiotic yogurt, that's to feed and look after all the bacteria that are living in your gut. That's a weird thought. There are little creatures right now living in your gut, just so you know that. Is that a weird thought? But that's the thing, we're not apart from this creation. We are part of this creation. And this creation speaks of the Creator. And that alone should cause us to want to care for it. There's also an explicit call in Genesis 1 and 2 to be stewards of creation. Now, as a seaside town, the sea, the ocean, the beach, the waters, that gives us a particular set of things to reflect upon. And through that, then, to reflect, as I said before, on the nature and the character of God. So today our theme is about oceans. It's about life and uncertainty. It's about chaos and possibility. In the story in Genesis, it continues to see where life begins. You'll remember the verses well, I'm sure. And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures. Don't you love that word? Let it swarm, it says in some translations. That's where it starts. God's creation of creatures, of animals, begins with the oceans teeming and swarming with living creatures. And of course, the more we learn about science, the more we learn that's exactly where life starts. It starts in the oceans, in this teeming abundance, and it's so vital for our well-being. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them. So we should bless them too. Now, we're going to... band, if you could start making your way back, getting yourselves all plugged in again. In a little bit, we're going to carry on. We're going to worship a little bit more together. While that's going on... Now, children. Hello, children. Hey, kids. Hi. Hi. Any more kids out there? Hi. Hello. Mike is going, because he doesn't know what's happening next. He's going... Yeah, keeping it on the lowdown. Good idea until you hear what's happening next. So, around the room, kids, around the room, Amanda has hidden all sorts of sea creatures, fish and crabs and jellyfish and what's that? Oh, she just did this. I thought, your guess is, apparently that's an octopus. Your guess is as good as mine. Can you go around, while we're singing these next songs, kids, can you go and hunt around the room and see if you can find all the little sea creatures that are hidden around the room? And then if you bring them over to Amanda, you can see this photorealistic ocean display that we've built over here. Yeah, all right. And we're going to attach that to that. While we're singing, over to Dave.
Singing oceans. So do, if you are able to, please join me and worship in the Lord and stand if you possibly, if it's possible. We're just going to focus on these words as well. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surround me, you never fail, and you won't stop now. And I will call upon your name. Above the waves, when oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine. Oh.
We worship you, Lord,
and you are mine. Oh, oh, oh.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours and you are mine. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause you are mine, Lord. We worship you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. You are mine. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You are
Amen. I've been chatting with Paul Boniface recently, and he was telling me about this amazing, this crucial environmental project and this environmental situation that is right on our doorstep, something that's happening just off of our beaches, off the coast of Sussex. And it's this amazing opportunity we have to step into something that's of absolute vital importance to the environmental situation in our local area, obviously, but also to do something that's of global significance. Just off the coast of Sussex, there are kelp forests. You know kelp, the big seaweed that sometimes washes up? They're kelp forests that are the size of Sussex. Well, they certainly were 20, 30, 40 years ago, the size of Sussex off of our coast here. And you can think of them as an underwater rainforest. They support thousands and thousands of species. Over 7,000 species are dependent on these forests. And they remove more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere than a rainforest of additional size. Isn't that amazing? We think about saving the rainforest. The kelp forests off of Sussex would remove more CO2 than a rainforest of equivalent size. That's how crucial they are. But over 95% of these kelp forests has been destroyed by pollution, by trawling, and by dredging in recent years. We're going to watch a video now. It's just 6 or 7 minutes long, not very long, narrated by David Attenborough, and it sort of explains the situation in more detail. Are you ready to go with that, guys? Thank you. Amazing, isn't it? What a reminder, such a remarkable place that we live in. We have such a privilege of living in this space. And remember, it talked about the kelp forest surviving in only pockets of what was once a huge area. One of those pockets is right off our coast. It's right off Bognor Rocks. That is one of the few pockets remaining. And the plan now, and certainly good news, is that the trawling ban that they were talking about in that video, that actually came into effect last year. So now that has been put into effect, that space is protected. And now the hope is that they can find ways to seed the kelp that still does survive into all different, well, all the way along the coast again to regrow those forests. That's a really exciting thing. That's a way that we can be involved in caring for our environment that's so local and so present. You can join the Sussex Underwater Facebook group. That's got loads of information, loads of contact points if you're interested in getting practically involved in that. There's also different fundraising events and that sort of thing as well. Okay, I just want to say a few words. How's the colouring going? Is it all right? If there's any last-minute colouring, we're going to have a look at that in 2 minutes when I finish talking, so we're going to have a look at that. So if there's any last-minute colouring you want to do, then please do that, and then we'll have a look in the end. Can we go to my thing, please? Thanks. So I asked a few people to send in pictures. Let's try that again. Come back. Come back. You know you want to. No, that's not it. Okay, never mind. When it comes back, that's not it. That's not what people sent in. That would be a weird. Rather avant-garde photograph. The spinning pinwheel of death. Is there anything more depressing? Spinning pinwheel of death. Yes, my Mac has died. Never mind. We'll carry on. Don't worry about that. People sent in lovely pictures of the sea and the seaside. They're all on our Facebook page at the moment, so you can go and look at them all there. You won't miss out. Look on our Facebook page, and you should hopefully see some lovely pictures. Anyway, very quickly, I just want to finish by saying this. So the sea, in ancient mindset, in the biblical mindset, is this place of chaos and of danger, but also this place that is the engine of life. Now, some of those images we just saw then of people diving off of our shore here and getting those amazing underwater images. If you were going to go diving, I mean, I don't know anything about diving. Have anyone done any diving before? Any scuba stuff? No, I've never done that. But I imagine that if you were to go diving off of Bognor to try and see these things, you would have an amazingly privileged experience. It would be a wonderful place to be. It would be a wonderful experience to have, wouldn't it? But you'd have to respect it. You always have to respect the sea. If you go diving, you need to respect the danger that you can get into. You need to check the equipment that you've got. You need to have the proper training. You need to be doing things in safe ways. As I understand it, I'm right, aren't I? When you go diving, there are very careful practices that you have to follow in order to be safe. If you were to go out on a boat, even if you go out on a kayak or a paddleboard, you know, people get into trouble. People die each year getting into trouble on kayaks and on paddleboards. You have to respect the sea. You have to treat it with awe, we might say. There's this sense of wonder and joy in being there, but there's also respect, also awe. It's really close to the feelings we might think about as we draw near to God, isn't it? A feeling of wonder, a feeling of joy, and a feeling of awe. What in the Bible it sometimes calls the fear of God. Now, the fear of God is not just being like terrified, not being frightened. It's the proper feeling that we have as we approach the holy. It's the sense of reverence and respect. It's a reminder that some things in life are so powerful and so important that we need to treat them carefully. We need to treat them reverently. We need to treat them with respect. And that includes the creation that has been made by our Creator. And it includes our lives, because we are made in the image of God and we have a special role to play in all of this. We need to treat ourselves and one another with as holy things and our lives as holy things. As Jesus followers, we are kingdom ambassadors. We're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. You know, our faith is not a hobby. It's not a weekend activity. It's not somewhere you go on a Sunday because it's a bit rainy and there's nothing better on, I hope. It's not a philosophy. It's not a lifestyle choice. It is a call. Our faith is a call from not just a king, but the king. It's a call. Your faith is a response to a call that you have heard from the King of the universe. And if you have said yes to that call, then you have a sacred task before you. You know, it just follows naturally. You have a sacred task. You have a holy purpose. Your life means something. It must do, because it is a response. It is a yes to the call of the King. Do you feel that burn? Do you feel that kind of awesome fire in your belly? But you might say, Jamie, my life's a mess. My life's just so full. It's just so hectic. I'm just chasing my tail. Or I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what to do. Or I don't know what I'm about. I'm just coping with living with life. And I get it. I get it. But as I look at the sea, and as you pass by the sea, as you go for a walk, hopefully as the weather improves, you go for a walk and you're walking along and you're seeing some of these amazing scenes that would have been on the screen, but aren't. Shake my fist, Apple. Apple, why are you so beautiful and yet you don't work? Just going to close that. Get over the pain. As you go down the sea, as you see the amazing sights that you know and I know, the sunsets, the joy, the sea in all its splendor and beauty. As you see these things, as I see these things, I'm reminded of the awesome, and I hope that you are too. And also of the mystery. Remember where we started today? It's that place of mystery, of uncertainty. We don't quite know what's going on. As we were seeing earlier, there I find you in the mystery. In the uncertainty and in the mess and in the brokenness and in the pain and the loss and the worry, in the less than ideal circumstances of our lives, in the lack of clear direction as well as the clear sense of purpose, in the lack of clear answers and confusion sometimes, in the unresolved debates that sometimes we feel we have to wrestle with, over the depths of the ocean, here God's Spirit broods. That word in Genesis, it's like a mother hen brooding over her chicks. The Spirit of God dwells over exactly those sorts of feelings and circumstances. And there, something new and wonderful and creative and powerful begins. So be encouraged today in those seasons of our lives. As Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14 says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Dave and band, I'm going to invite you back for a final session of worship. Hey, can I have a couple of volunteers down here? Can you show us what you've been colouring in that verse? Great, I'm being ignored. Fantastic. A couple of folks, do you want to just lift up that big piece of paper and see if you can show everyone how the colouring has gone? That verse we started with today. I wonder if you guys, can you see it well enough? And we'll all read it out together. Thanks, Miranda. If you lift it up nice and high so the folks can see it. Can you see that? Right. On three. One, two, three. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in it. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Thanks, Jamie. Okay. Continuing with a nautical theme, we're going to continue now with Lighthouse. So again, do stand if you are able to, and let's just lift. Oh, at least, oh, fantastic. He's just going to do actions as well.
Sign.
So, yes. Let's lift up our voices, follow the signs, and let's just have a bit of fun and let's praise the Lord this morning. Okay. Thanks, Josh. Can I see his hands?
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are peace in my trouble sea. Whoa, you are peace in my trouble sea. In my silence, you won't let go. In my questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubles. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubles.
what tomorrow brings. With each morning I rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea.
In the house of the Lord, you know, yep. Lifting up voices and just spending time with God and each other. Praise the Lord. Okay, lovely. Cup of tea, absolutely. So we're just going to end there. Lord, thank you for this great time of just spending time with you, Lord, and hearing your word. And I just pray a blessing upon all of us for this week and continually. Lord, we thank you for all you have in store for us, Lord. And we just keep our eyes on you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, and we lift up this service and this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Church, we're going to tea and coffee outside now. Time of prayer as well. So, if you'd like to join and let's pray together down here if you have any particular issues. Have a great week, blessed week, and we'll see you next week.